So in the wilderness, Jesus reminded us that people don't live by bread alone. An interesting thought, and each week during Lent, the Methodist Church are going to be reflecting on what truly sustains us. Ben Holibon is the church's Director of Digital Engagement and is here to share more about the series called Soul Food. Ben, for those who are newer to faith, what is this time of Lent we're heading towards in the run-up to Easter? What's it all about?
It's a really good question. I think it means lots of different things to different people, but kind of as the church, we're kind of preparing for this incredible week, Holy Week, in the run-up to Easter, where so many things are happening, and we're just preparing ourselves for kind of the lows and then the highs. I'm going to say the highs and the lows, that's the wrong way around, the lows and then the highs of Holy Week. And Lent is all about this preparation and this kind of understanding that we're being prepared and we're kind of waiting for God to show us some things in order to kind of get through what is going to be quite a tumultuous week, I think.
Mm. And for those of us who are perhaps less familiar with this story about Jesus and the wilderness, what happened and what was the point of Jesus going there? Because it was his choice, wasn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it was written in that he would go out and he would face these trials and be out led by the Spirit in the wilderness and be tested. And, you know, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. I think that's an incredible thing. And it says in Matthew that afterwards he was absolutely famished. And, you know, we would all think, gosh, I really want something to eat. I really want something to drink. But then he answers with this amazing line: "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." And that's kind of what we're trying to focus in on here, this kind of spiritual daily discipleship and this nourishment on God's word as we journey through Lent, because it is a journey and it's replicated in obviously what Jesus went through physically and spiritually, and we're here trying to replicate that. Spiritually, we're not saying to people you need to go out into the wilderness for 40 days, but you can get this nugget of wisdom in your email box during Lent and hopefully take that journey with us as the Methodist Church.
And that nourishment is really vital when we think about the context Jesus was in. It was this battleground, if you like. He was facing temptations that the devil was throwing at him. And that's why it's so important that we spend time thinking about the ways that God can nourish us. And I like this phrase, soul food. So how are you going to be exploring what exactly soul food means to each one of us?
So we've kind of gone for an idea of running through the week, building up to the Sunday. So each week starts on the Monday, and it's a set of six reflections, kind of taking different ideas, different approaches to reflecting on what's happening during this time. So on Monday, you're going to receive a recipe video. We've partnered with a wonderful Instagram influencer who's going to show us how to do kind of really cheap, nutritious meals that either people can cook by themselves, or, you know, if you're a church or a community watching, you can maybe do for local people or people who might need a meal in your local community. So encouraging kind of that outreach, but more importantly, serving your local community. On Tuesday, we're going to be looking, diving into some scripture. So a bit of a Bible study with discussion looking into kind of the week's gospel reading specifically. Wednesday, we're going to be doing some kind of hands-on craft making, and we're really excited this year. We've, for the first time, trying to engage people who might not be able to kind of access emails or access the internet every single day or every single week. So they're going to be able to download a junk journal and follow along the campaign by kind of creating this journal. And then each week they'll be able to kind of put in the relevant content, print off things, or people might be able to print it off for them, and they can follow along, which we're really excited about. It's a brand new thing we've done. We're giving it a try. We want to make sure we, you know, don't just do digital stuff, but include everybody in this kind of campaign. So we're seeing how that works. Thursday, we're hearing about inspiring stories from across the Methodist Church and also our partners about how they're seeking out justice, how they're providing nourishment and care in local communities. So we're really looking forward to hearing those like lived experience stories from not just across the church, but from the people we partner with as well. On Friday, we're listening to a reflection of a classic soul song, understanding how we can interpret lyrics and music in a way that kind of brings God's word to light. And then on Saturday, which was a really, really popular thing we've done in past campaigns, we're calling it Soul Food Saturday. And it's kind of like a magazine style video show. So we'll have a panel, we'll have a host, it will change each week. And they'll just be talking about what's happened in the week, what churches have been up to, their own kind of ideas and bringing to it, and just kind of wrapping it all up into a nice, neat little package to finish the week off. And then on Sunday, we're kind of encouraging people to gather in worship, whether that's at home or online, reflecting on the themes of the week, and ultimately kind of celebrating together.
I tell you what, Ben, your team and those who've put all the planning and the preparation together, I mean, there's so much effort that's gone in behind this to make sure that, you know, to help us stay engaged each day throughout the period of Lent, because 40 days is a long time, but as you say, it's such a crucial time as we build up towards that phenomenal week of Holy Week. And so when we think about nourishment, it's not just about, as you say, the physical of what we're putting into our bodies, but that some of the themes that you're drawing out are thinking about the nourishment we get from relationships, thinking about the safety of our homes, even soul rest. I really like the sound of the idea that we can get nourishment from slowing down and learning about patience.
Absolutely. We've pulled out these themes each week. And yeah, soul rest is definitely one with two small children. I'm looking forward to the third week, the soul rest one. But yeah, soul food, soul shelter, soul rest, soul repair, soul mates, soul songs, soul support, and then soul stories. Because ultimately, you know, we're a church that tells wonderful, incredible, amazing, life-changing stories. And the story of Jesus is the one that is supposed to transform us as people and the world as well. So that's kind of what we're finishing with as we run up to Easter Day. And we're really, really excited about the celebration that comes with that and all of the other things. And one of the other things that we're doing in Holy Week as well, you mentioned about, you know, lots and lots of content, 40 days. We're also doing a series of reflections in Holy Week with the president and vice president of the Methodist Church. And we're going to be sharing those during Holy Week as well, just as, you know, a little bit more content, because you can never have too much content.
You can never have too much. Well, I was going to say this morning when I was having a look at your wonderful website, I saw about Susanna's table as well. What's that? It seems to do with mealtime again.
Absolutely. So Susanna's Table is an initiative that's taking place in the Yorkshire West Methodist District. And it's just this amazing resource that the team there have produced. It's an invitation to gather around a table during Lent. I mean, it can happen whenever, but this is a lovely time to do it. Whatever the context of your local church or community looks like, to create a place of encounter, fellowship and learning. And it's just a resource that we could not share as part of the Soul Food campaign. It just joined together so wonderfully, and it's really, really lovely that we kind of get to see all of these amazing initiatives that are happening across the Connectional Church in local context, and kind of lifting them up and saying, how wonderful is this? Let's all share in the amazing thing that this is encouraging.
So Ben, for someone listening today who might not be regularly a part of church, or perhaps they go to a different church denomination, these resources are accessible to everyone, aren't they? So how do we get involved? Is there some kind of sign up?
Absolutely. So all you need to do is head onto our website. It's methodist.org.uk/soulfood. And that takes you to a sign up page. You can enter your email address. You'll receive the email starting next Monday. And there's loads and loads of other resources, as you had mentioned before, all there to have a look at, download, explore. And then we've got a load of other content as well, because if you're kind of beginning a journey of faith or starting a new one again, you might just be thinking, how do I begin this? And we've got wonderful resources on how to start praying, how to read the Bible, and all of those things that you might just need a bit of help getting back into or starting for the first time there as well.
Methodist.org.uk is that website. Ben Hollibun is the Director of Digital Engagement. Thank you as ever for explaining more to us, Ben. We do appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.